cinch.
Hi, this is Stephanie Callahan from Callahan Solutions. And you know, it seems that the more people I talk to lately, the more I hear about stress, frustration, and the inability to concentrate due to being overwhelmed. I hear it from my networking partners, clients, and readers. You either have too much to do, interruptions plague your day, or too much work, other people putting pressure on you, and more. But there's good news, and that's that there's something you can do about it. Start by focusing on what you can actually control. You know, that sounds simple, but for many it's not. So let's dive into what that really means. Most instances of feeling overwhelmed arise from ignoring the things we can control and instead spending time and focus worrying about things that we cannot control. So here's some examples of what we can't control. We can't control how someone else reacts to you or if they appreciate or like your work. You can't control something that's happening on the news, unless, of course, what's on the news is about you. You can't control how someone treats you or if someone else enjoys an activity or situation. And you can't control someone else's mood. That's all up to them. Now, I don't mean to imply that you should bury your head in the sand and ignore everything that goes on around you. Instead, I suggest you place your focus on what you can control and not let things outside of your circle of influence cause worry and concern to you. Worrying about the things outside of your control is a huge waste of your time and energy. The types of things you can control to decrease your stress and increase productivity are there, though. So even when you think you can't, there are a number of things you can control. You can control your attitude. Anytime something happens in your life, you have a choice about how to respond. Make your choice a positive one. Now, you can also choose how to spend your time. You know, a lot of people talk about time management, but really it's about priority management. Even if you have a work schedule that is determined by somebody else, you still have control in what you do in the other hours of your day. So make them count. If you want ideas on how to figure that out, check out our special report on priority setting. You can get it by going to productiveandorganized.net. Your nutritional consumption is also something that you control. What you eat and drink has a huge impact on how productive you are in a day. Did you know that dehydration can cause your brain fog? The next time you go to reach for a soda, grab a glass of water first. And if you're reaching for that mid-afternoon candy bar, get something that will nourish you instead. And even when it's quiet, you should listen. Being present and in the moment is a great way to focus. In our ever-multitasking world, and multitasking is not productive, we often lose our focus on the here and now. Be your best self to everyone you come in contact with. And that's my last tip, of course. When you consciously offer the best of you to your friends and family and clients and colleagues or people you've just met, you offer them something positive and it's contagious, so try it. Remember, today is the beginning of the best year of your life. You have a choice, make it a good one. When you focus your positive energy on things you can control, your overwhelm will start to diminish. The return on your time investment is enormous. Focus on the things you can control and life will be more enjoyable, relationships will be stronger, and you will feel better and you'll be more successful in everything that you do. This is Stephanie Callahan with Callahan Solutions. Productive and organized, we help you find your way. And I'd love to hear what you think about this CinchCast. Or if you like it, share it with your friends on Facebook or Twitter too. Thanks and have a great day. This is Stephanie signing off.